something pre-rato, TH or whatever. I'm just looking at the world here going around, and it's kind of amazing to see human psychology, how what we learned about, you know, I was born 10 years after the Hiroshima bomb, and we grew up with images from that, and we were learning, because there was a fear of nuclear war during the Cold War, what the implications are of nuclear war. And we were afraid. Today it seems that it's something that gradually people, maybe through the use of modern media, they're kind of accepting it. I'm hearing it coming from military leaders in the West that, well, you know, maybe a nuclear bomb would take care of it. And what is making this especially risky is that, as another American military colonel, Douglas MacGregor, said, I think it was him, anyway, let's check it out. Just skip the name then. The peculiarity of the situation today is that Russia could throw a nuclear weapon into Ukraine and the US would not respond with nukes, and Ukraine doesn't have nukes. That is the very dangerous and unfortunately realistic possibility now. And what would happen if Russia nukes Ukraine? Well, either it makes us all wake up and we say, here but no farther. It's time to get real. Or things spin totally out of hand. Which means, yes, that you, not the other ones in the other country, may one day find soldiers coming with tanks down your street, taking your house or burning it or shooting it to pieces if they suspect enemy soldiers in it. Maybe raping your women, killing your children, and then you too. You know, anyway, just reality here, I think.